in the United States Senate has been a better friend to Israel than Joe Biden. I would have never, ever joined this ticket were I not absolutely sure Barack Obama shared my passion. But you asked the question about whether or not this administration's policy had made sense or something to that effect. It has been an abject failure, this administration's policy. In fairness to Secretary Rice, she's trying to turn it around now in the seventh or eighth year. Here's what the president said when we said no. He insisted on elections on the West Bank when I said and others said and Barack Obama said, big mistake. Hamas will win, you legitimize them. What happened? Hamas won. When we kicked, along with France, we kicked Hezbollah out of Lebanon, I said and Barack said, move NATO forces in there, fill the vacuum, because if you don't, Hezbollah will control it. Now what's happened? Hezbollah is a legitimate part of the government in the country immediately to the north of Israel. The fact of the matter is the policy of this administration has been an abject failure. And speaking of freedom being on the march, the only thing on the march is Iran. It's closer to a bomb. Its proxies now have a major stake in Lebanon as well as in the Gaza Strip with Hamas. We will change this policy with thoughtful, real-life diplomacy that understands that you must back Israel in letting them negotiate, support their negotiation, and stand with them, not insist on policies like this administration has.
Has this administration's policy been an abject failure, as the senator says, Governor?
No, I do not believe that it has been, but I'm so encouraged to know that we both love Israel, and I think that is a good thing to get to agree on, Senator Biden. I respect your position on that. No, in fact, when we talk about the Bush administration, there's a time, too, when Americans are going to say, enough is enough with your ticket, on constantly looking backwards and pointing fingers and doing the blame game. There have been huge blunders in the war. There have been huge blunders throughout this administration, as there are with every administration, but for a ticket that wants to talk about change and looking into the future, there's just too much finger pointing backwards to ever make us believe that that's where you're going. Positive change is coming, though. Reform of government is coming. We'll learn from the past mistakes in this administration and other administrations, and we're going to forge ahead with putting government back on the side of the people and making sure that our country comes first, putting obsessive partisanship aside. That's what John McCain has been known for in all these years. He has been the Maverick. He has ruffled feathers, but I know, Senator Biden, you have respected him for that, and I respect you for acknowledging that. But change is coming.
Just looking backwards, Senator?
Look, past is prologue, Gwen. The issue is, how different is John McCain's policy going to be than George Bush's? I haven't heard anything yet. I haven't heard how his policy is going to be different on Iran than George Bush's. I haven't heard how his policy is going to be different with Israel than George Bush's. I haven't heard how his policy in Afghanistan is going to be different than George Bush's. I haven't heard how his policy in Pakistan is going to be different than George Bush's. It may be, but so far, it is the same as George Bush's. And you know where that policy has taken us. We will make significant change. So once again, we're the most respected nation in the world. That's what we're going to do.
Governor, on another issue, interventionism, nuclear weapons. What should be the trigger, or should there be a trigger, when nuclear weapons use is ever put into play?
Nuclear weaponry, of course, would be the be-all, end-all of just too many people and too many parts of our planet. So those dangerous regimes, again, cannot be allowed to acquire nuclear weapons, period. Our nuclear weaponry here in the U.S. is used as a deterrent, and that's a safe, stable way to use nuclear weaponry. But for those countries, North Korea also under Kim Jong-il, we have got to make sure that we're putting the economic sanctions on these countries and that we have friends and allies supporting us in this to make sure that leaders like Kim Jong-il and Ahmadinejad are not allowed to acquire, to proliferate, or to use those nuclear weapons. It is that important. Can we talk about Afghanistan real quick also, though?
Sure.
Okay, I'd like to just really quickly mention there, too, that when you look back and you say that the Bush administration's policy on Afghanistan perhaps would be the same as McCain, and that's not accurate. The surge principles, not the exact strategy, but the surge principles that have worked in Iraq need to be implemented in Afghanistan also, and that perhaps would be a difference with the Bush administration. Now, Barack Obama had said that all we're doing in Afghanistan is air raiding villages and killing civilians. And such a reckless, reckless comment, an untrue comment, again, hurts our cause. That's not what we're doing there. We're fighting terrorists, and we're securing democracy, and we're building schools for children there so that there is opportunity in that country also. There will be a big difference there, and we will win in Afghanistan also.
Senator, you may talk about nuclear use if you'd like, and also about Afghanistan.
I'll talk about both. With Afghanistan, facts matter, Gwen. The fact is that our commanding general in Afghanistan said today that the surge principles used in Iraq will not, well, let me say this again now. Our commanding general in Afghanistan said the surge principle in Iraq will not